It's still Wednesday. Still Sea Monkey Day, according to our national date calendar. As
still
well.
Love a Tree Day. Oh, let's not forget about that.
I'm focusing more on sea monkeys. That's
I
why
know you are.
I wanted to get a female's opinion on this as well. And I know Abby's here to talk about her book, I Liked My Life. But we're joined on the line by Abby Fabiashi, author. Now, Abby, today we're discussing this fact that today is National Sea Monkey Day. Now,
I'm so glad I'm on your show so that I know that. I would not have known that.
Now, my question to you is, did you ever know anybody who actually bought the sea monkeys out of the back of a comic book or anything of that nature at all?
When we were kids, sea monkeys were a thing, and of course they should have a day.
Sir, there you go, Craig. See? Even
okay,
Abby knows
then.
About sea monkeys as well. When you were growing up, Abby, though, what kind of things were you reading for the most part? Comic books, or were you kind of looking into other type of
I was material? Not a comic book kid. I got really, really into reading as a high schooler in, like, the classics, Jane Austen, and then into, you know, I mean, To Kill a Mockingbird, all the, like, traditional nerdy stuff got me hooked, yeah.
Did that inspire you to become a writer, or what was that took you down that path?
Yeah, absolutely. Reading, and I started to live through these characters' experiences and, you know, avoid some of their mistakes and want to make some of their mistakes, and then just started writing stories about my own characters and things that were, you know, realities that weren't mine.
Let's talk about the characters that are in this book. Again, this is I Liked My Life. It came out last year and it got good reviews. And now I guess it's in paperback, right?
Yeah, it came out last week in paperback. And it's a family psychological drama about what happens to a workaholic husband and his rebellious teenage daughter after their matriarch. Her death is deemed a suicide. And so they're in this impossible time, and they're trying to redefine their family and their relationship without, you know, the spoke of their wheel. But they're also trying to figure out what the heck happened. So it's kind of follows them, and the matriarch Maddie is there as a narrator trying to make things right for this family that's been left behind.
Abby, the cover of the book shows a woman holding flowers upside down. We see the bottom of her dress or skirt and then her legs and shoes. Why upside down?
You know, I think that the title too, I Liked My Life, I think that there was this assumption happening in their home that everything was okay, was going along as planned. And as the father and daughter are looking more into it, they're coming across these unsettling truths and things maybe weren't as quite right as it seemed. And so I think that the cover is trying to show, you know, that things have been turned upside down, that they weren't as they seemed. But it drives my grandfather crazy because he keeps picking up the book the wrong way. So he said, finally, I just took the cover off and threw it in the trash.
It does, however, though, on a bookshelf for a marketing purpose, it does draw your attention to it. Because you're first thinking, is it upside down? And then you try to, everybody's probably turning their head sideways when they're looking at this as well. When you were putting a book, why did you pick this topic to address in a book like this?
You know, I think it started for me. I never thought that I would be a published author. I worked in high tech, and this was just a hobby for me. So when it went to auction and went in such a big way, it was such an exciting, unexpected turn in my life. The book really was about exploring mourning and loss. It started for me with the teenage daughter. I had experienced a lot of loss at a very young age, and that changed me. You know, I think it made me mature very quickly, where I didn't relate to wanting to, you know, to caring about who my homecoming date was or getting the Jabot jeans or whatever I had cared about before all of the loss. And then it also made me look around at people, you know, who were 20 and 30, 40 and 50 and think, oh, God, I'm 15 and I've had all this loss and I'm so sad. And all these people are walking around making holiday plans and big smile on their faces. And they must have experienced exponentially more loss than I have, you know, with all these extra years on them. And instead of seeing that as resilient and strong, my teenage mind really saw it as fake. You know, everyone's pretending it's okay, but it's not. And so it was a really dark time for me, and I wanted to explore mourning at that kind of tender age.
So that obviously came through in this book. So you mentioned how there's the daughter. Did that character sort of really reflect you in a sense? That's the one you could really kind of write from? How about from the father's perspective? How did you kind of get into his head on that?
Yeah, I mean, my father and I, were very, very close. He passed away about 10 years ago when he was 53, very unexpected, also, you know, sudden death. And after he died, I had the horrible opportunity of seeing my husband grieve. They were very, very close as well. And so I think, you know, there's grief is different for everybody, no matter what. And then there's differences between how men and women grieve, and having kind of a front row seat to that helped me, as I developed and sort of unburdened my loss and my husband's loss, you know, onto these unsuspecting characters. But I think for Brady, you know, that was part of it, the husband. And then also the teenagers mourning differently than adults. You know, I remember when I was 15 saying to my parents one day, "I'm not talking today." And then you fast forward to when I lost my father, you know, and I'm a mother and I have a job and a mortgage to pay, and I can't go to work and say, "I'm not talking today," or, you know, to my, look at my 3-year-olds, "Mommy's not talking today." You know, it's just not, it's not an option. So there's different experiences and where you're at in your life that affect how you grieve as well.
How has the audience responded to your book now that it's in paperback? Obviously, it's been about a year now that it's been out. What kind of response from readers for a topic like this, and what ways has it touched them that maybe even you didn't expect?
It's been unbelievable. I mean, just the fact that there are readers is unbelievable. And I think that there's a nervousness around the book. Oh, is it a suicide book? And it's not. It's ultimately, you know, there's a dark topic, but there's dark humor in it too. That's, you know, it's a funny book and an uplifting book. So I get a lot of correspondence from emails from people who are sharing, you know, how this touched them, how it made them feel reconnected with people who have left too soon, left their life too soon. And then funny, I get, hear from some men, which, you know, is not the expected market necessarily for the book. But about once a week I get an email and they, from a man, and they usually start with some variation of the sentence, "My wife made me read this." And then, you know, talk about how it was worth their time and they're glad they did, because it really is exploring this concept that happens in many homes in our society where, you know, where the mother is the spoke of the wheel and what that feels like, at a deeper level than just the optics of it, you know, the pretty holiday card or whatever. So it's been interesting to me that, you know, men have been kind of digging into, and it does seem to be a very emotional read for people, from what they, you know, from what they write.
We're talking today with Abby Fabiashi. The book is called I Liked My Life, now available in paperback. What happens when a mother's death leaves her husband and daughter wondering why they thought everything was okay when it was not? Whenever there's a death in a family, sometimes, you know, it's almost two. Sometimes people get closer. Other times it sort of tears them apart. How did you decide to kind of balance that path?
And I think, and that's a journey, right? So in this story, the father and the daughter, at first, it's very toxic for them. They have all this anger. They have all this guilt and blame. And they're missing the liaison that used to manage their relationship and make it work. And so they really struggle. But then that's really what the story is about, is them finding their footing again, and how they do that. And I think that can be the beauty, you know, the ultimate, for me, what I learned through my experiences, and even writing the book helped me see it, is that you can rise above the fog and the haze of grief in time, and there's clarity and there's insight there, but it's at the expense of whatever you lost, and it will never be worth it. So there's an injustice to it that you have to learn to sit with and digest. And, you know, but it's there. And so the story is kind of about the father and daughter getting, you know, coming to how they come to that same conclusion.
Well, you're probably not sitting still since you finished this book. What have you been working on lately, if you might be able to share anything with us?
Yeah, I'm so excited about my next project. Anything helps. It'll probably come out in early 2020. So it's still a little bit of ways. It'll be done in the fall and then, you know, they'll set a date, I'm really excited about it. Another exploration of something happening inside a family, and you know, where there's a pickle and nobody's right or wrong, but their experiences are telling them to handle it differently.
If people want to find out what you're up to, what's a good place for that? I know authors have a lot of way to connect to their readers directly.
Yeah, I'm on Facebook and Instagram. I hop on book clubs, to Skype with book clubs all the time. You can find out about that on my website, which is abbyfabiashi.com, or you can go to, because that's hard to spell, read hungry, like read a book, and hungrytoeat.com.
So Sounds good. And again, the book that's out now in paperback, I Liked My Life. You won't be able to throw away the cover of the paperback, though, right? Like,
no, he'll be stuck with that one. My grandfather will be stuck with it for sure, yeah.
And it'll fit either way in your bookshelf. Abby, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing it with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Abby Fabiashi joining us this morning. Again, the book is called I Liked My Life.